Locker room chats continue on CARE. This week, it is week three of the high school football season. We speak with Oskaloosa head football coach Russell Norton. His team dropped to 0-2 after a 35-8 loss at Moore Hill. Moore Hill's off to a 2-0 start this year, so they are definitely one of the good teams in the NEKL. But, you know, coach, you look at the tape, 35-8 in that week two loss. Just what were some of the key takeaways in that game?
Moore Hill, yes, a great team, well coached. Definitely got some talent and athletes. Scoreboard doesn't show it. I know I sound like a broken record, but we really took a step up this week. I mean, we were in the red zone. We just couldn't get it there. Again, this is our first year at this program. We're trying to change the culture. We're looking to win small battles. And so every week we can do a little bit better and a little bit better, and that's what we're looking to do. We definitely got to get it in the end zone. There are no moral victories in football. You either win or lose. But overall, looking at the big picture, knowing that I'm here for the long haul, we are building a culture, and I thought that we did take a big step this week, even though the school board still didn't fall in our favor.
Yeah, they say that the biggest improvements you see early on is that week one to week two jump. You know, what were some of those key spots or those key areas where you saw your team improve?
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, definitely running the football got better for us. I mean, we had two young men almost hit the century mark. Josh Rowe at running back, I think he had about 77, 80 yards. Our Coy Perry playing quarterback, wide receiver, came right in at almost 97 yards. So we're just shy. As a team, we rushed for well over 220 yards in a game. Again, we've got to punch it in. We've got to be able to score and capitalize on some mistakes. We got an onside kick. I thought our defense played way better until the end right there where, man, all of a sudden we turn around, we look at the scoreboard, we look at the time, we give up a couple of big runs at the end, but until then, Mar Hill hadn't, I mean, they hadn't seen light of day in the running game, and so I thought, you know, our defense played a lot better in that regard.
Those points right there, those positives that you did see in week two, how do you kind of transition that over here to the week three preparation?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I mean, week three for us, man, this is rivalry week for us because we're playing that school up north, JCN, and I don't even refer to them here. I'm a new coach, but I know being here in Jefferson County, man, that's our rival. So whether we got better or worse, man, this week it's all out the door because this is a rivalry game for us. JCN has just beat Oskaloosa in the past, and I am not about that. And so we want to create a culture here that is going to create some excitement. And so for us, this is rivalry week, and we want to come out and we want to have our first home opener, and we're going to get after these jokers at that school up north and see where we are at the end of the game.
In terms of what you've seen from Jeff County North here, you know, early on, they're 1-1. They beat Valley Heights last week 20-0, but when you watch the film and kind of dissect what they're going to bring to the table, what's the synopsis of JCN look like right now?
Yes, sir. Again, man, when I took this job, I knew I was taking a step up, leaving Nebraska to come down to Kansas. There's no weeks off. JCN has got talent from the top to the bottom of their roster. Their coaching staff does a great job. They're sound in the special teams game. They like to run the football, man. You could almost put a postage stamp on number 22, like U.S. certified male, because it is day or night, in or out. He is running the football. I think he's got a twin brother up there in 12 that loves to hit the edge. Their quarterback really manages the game, I think, well. Again, they've got big tight ends, 88 and 87, that if they get their hands on you, man, you're in trouble. And so then defensively, they're very sound. They love to attack the football. And again, special teams-wise, they really don't give you any tails. And so you've got to be ready to play, every snap. Until that final whistle blows.
I think we can both agree really at any level, you know, when it's a rivalry game, regardless of records, they're washed. It's just a kind of a different animal when it's a rivalry game. So when you look at the preparation this week and keys to a victory, what's laid out for you and what are going to be some of those keys to get that victory this week?
I'll tell you, man, I don't want to give them any bulletin board material, but we're ready. We're coming. And, man, we want to start off the game and we want to smack them in the mouth and get after them right away. And kind of build off of some of the momentum that we got from last week. Again, man, with a team that well coached and they've been just a powerhouse around here, you got to get on them. You know, I think this being our home opener, you know, for this season, I think that generates a little bit more excitement. And again, one of the things that we've talked about here at Oskaloosa is, man, our motto is when excitement becomes expectation, you know, dreams become reality. And this Friday night here in Oskaloosa, Kansas, man, we want dreams to become reality, and we want to make this a true rivalry. And you got to have a, you got to be able to win if you want it to be a rivalry. And so that's what we're looking to do, is get off of this losing streak, get that first win under our belt, and get ready to move on with the season.
Oskaloosa head football coach Russell Norton joining us, brought to you by Taylor Insurance, Barnett Family Funeral Home, Jeff County Crematory. Coach, as always, great stuff. We appreciate it this week, and good luck in the rivalry game on Friday night.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you, sir.